you make a fusion of rock, classical, electrical and some kind of folk elements in your music. Is it because you want to create music that will touch as many people as it can in order to break the barrier that intellectual music can create, as you said before somewhere?
I think what you're describing is an outcome and not a reason. I mean, we play the music that we feel like playing, and it happens to be across a lot of genres because that's what we like. And it also happens that it manages to reach people who are not jazz fans or rock fans or anything, because we do music from a very pure place of just having a good time, and I think that manages to reach people. But we don't really try. It's more like, it's like how you try to love someone. It's just, if you feel a certain way, you just feel it. So it's less from the brain, it's more from the heart, you know?
We mentioned that kind of intellectual music. So where is the border of intellectual music and the other one, which is more closer to the majority of people?
I think, if I understand your question, I think the intellectual thing is because we all grew up on jazz, and jazz is kind of a complex music. And sometimes, because it's too complex and too much come from the brain, the audience, it's harder to connect to the music. And we try to combine the what we love about the complex of the music and the emotion and what can connect people to the music, and combine it and give it to the audience.
So you formed the group 4 years ago, and in the past 2 years you had over 250 shows. How did you manage that? Did you have intention to perform so often and make an effort to be so active, or you suddenly became so popular?
I think it started with the really hard work of three of us, and slowly it grew up, and we perform more and more. And I'm happy to say that we also discovered that we can play this music a lot of time, and there is a lot of space in the music, and we can change it every night. After 4 years, now we have like 30 songs, but in the beginning we used to play kind of the same songs, but it's never felt boring. It's always felt fresh and different, and the audience react really different every place. Also, when you travel between countries, you can see the difference between the cultures that you perform in front of. And it was really like a blessing for us to go with the music all over the world and see it with our own eyes.
So it is interesting that you don't have a lead member, and all of you are leaders at the same time. And what that concept of a group allows?
That's a good question.
She made some homework.
Yeah. I think what it allows a few things. I think, first of all, because there's no one person who's in charge, it makes the music much more flexible, because there's no one person's vision that the other members are trying to fulfill. It's all of our vision, and each one of us has to change their vision according to the other's opinions. So I can come with a song and be like, guys, it has to be this feel. And then Matan can say, man, I'm not hearing it. Let's change the whole thing. Let's delete the B part, you know? So their end result is something that's greater than the sum of all parts, you know? So that's definitely one thing. Another thing is about work, because we all work in the band, and it's like almost like a full-time job for all of us. We managed to get more stuff done, you know, like 4 albums in 4 years. That's a lot of music, and that's because we all put the time and the work into the band.
So you make 4 albums?
Yeah, there's one vinyl that's only out on vinyl from a German label called Bauer Studios, and it's like a live concert recorded straight 2-track direct to tape, and that's out also. It's not on the internet, but it's still an album.
When you plan to make something new, to make some new album?
We finished a new album 2 weeks ago. We recorded it in Sweden, in the Lento studio. It's a beautiful studio in the forests in Sweden. And it's going to have 10 songs, and it's already finished. We're just waiting to get an okay from the label and sign and to release it.
Great. So are you individually perform with other groups? Is it even possible when you have so many gigs?
Yeah, it is possible.
How?
We don't perform every night, so we have some free time back in Israel. And I think also it's very important for each of us to play with different bands. Everyone develops his own music, personality and skills, and it makes the band sounds better.
And so all of you perform with other groups? So what kind of music? Is it jazz or...
I think all of us do different things. Matan plays in an Afrobeat orchestra. It's not no longer really an Afrobeat. They're doing more Ethiopian and rock. And they're playing a lot of shows, and it's a great band. David plays in a Yemenite funk group and also a group of free jazz. I play with some singers, and I play jazz gigs and modern jazz gigs. And yeah, like I'm just what David said. We also go to hear each other's concerts all the time. You know, whenever Matan is playing with his group in Tel Aviv, we'll go hear him. And when David plays, we go hear him. And yeah, I think it's very important for the band that each of us has his own career as well as the career in the band.
So you were all set up in Tel Aviv or yeah?
Yeah, we are all originally from Jerusalem. And now three of us live in Tel Aviv.
Next to each other.
Next to each other, yeah, same neighborhood.
To have more time to practice.
I think it's the same frequency during the week that we see each other. It's just much more comfortable. We can go to each other by bike, sometimes walking. And if we want to meet up, it's like 2 minutes from each other. So it's really nice.
I think for the past 4 years, I saw these guys maybe like 2 years of time, like in total. Like half of the time is with them. Because the thing is that even when we don't play, we hang out, we have beers together, or we go with our girlfriends and wives, you know, to dinner. And so yeah, it's great. It's like a family, you know. It's a lot of fun.
So does one band can be successful without a friendship?
If a band can be successful without, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I think it's very important, the friendship, and they see it with these guys. It makes the music much, much better, but I think also with a band that contains very, very good musicians that not necessarily good friends, it can also work. But the friendship really works for the music and make it better.
It's always better.
I think also it's just more fun, you know, to work with your friends. To tour with your friends is like so much fun, you know, I'm so grateful for that. But I want to add to what David said. You know, you have some great groups in jazz history, Modern Jazz Quartet, for example, that, you know, from the stories, you know, they were like by the end, they would go in 4 different limousines, you know. So also you have some great rock bands. Metallica is one, you know, that I guess now they're cool.
But I think they all started from being a good friends.
Yeah, and maybe.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin, man. Led Zeppelin started as like studio musicians, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.